Let's do it.
Hey, this is another episode of the Gentleman's Delegation. What's up? What's up?
What's going on?
There we go. Man, give us your name, man.
Oh, man. What's going on, fellas? Anthony Moss here, a.k.a. The Savage.
Oh.
A.k.a. The Black Dale Murphy.
Oh.
A.k.a., you know, everybody to everything.
Oh, God dang. So you got to come up with some AKAs.
Isn't it everything to everybody? He said everybody to everybody.
You got to catch on to it. It builds on. It builds on.
Come on. Hey, Joe, let me AKA.
Allison, if you only knew how accurate that was.
What?
So what's going on, everybody?
Really,
so we are
really?
We are currently on live.
Hey.
So in case you hear us responding to any random comments, it's for our wonderful support that hopped in here on our Facebook Live. So also, what's going on to Desmond Nylander? How you doing, sir?
Hey.
Adrian Henry, that's, I am above Henny. I don't partake in such things. I'm sorry.
Whoa, okay. So we're going to have to jump in there. But I need some AKAs from you, son. I need some AKAs.
Man, most of my AKAs died when I was younger. You know, I was the exotic foreign boy for a good little minute. I was the ocean for a minute.
Wait, the ocean?
Yeah.
I wore a shirt that was a blue shirt that was matte. Similar to how he got Redbox. I wore a big blue shirt and played strong defense one time. I was everywhere. I was the ocean. You know what I mean?
Okay. Exotic foreign boy. Okay. We're going to have to bring that one up.
I lost that when I lost my hair. You know what I mean? That's how it happened.
Bald is in. We're going to have to bring that one back, bro.
Like, low key, when he said the ocean, I figured he had like mad waves back in the day.
My curls was looser than that. Yeah.
Okay.
Foreign boy. Okay. Yeah. Well, y'all all know me. I live my lane by AKA, so I don't got too many extras. I have extras, but I'm not going to, you know, just go out there, you know.
All right, whatever. All y'all need to worry about is catch me on PSN, XIJ Rock IX.
There we go. So the main thing everybody's talking about
currently
right now.
Serving L's on Modern Warfare.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me get on my thing. COD. But there's a picture of, 38. Let's just break this down. 38 Hennessy bottles. Yourself and two other people have to drink all 38 Hennessy bottles.
It's possible.
In 2 days, 48 hours. Let's break down these increments. Three people, 38 bottles, 48 hours.
It's possible.
Do the math.
Y'all can, so that's 12 point something bottles.
In 2 days, I got time. It's possible.
Oh, man. I have tried to, no judgment, okay? Get closer. We have all had that point where you tried your limits, right?
Yeah.
Tried my limits. I couldn't put down 12 bottles in 2 days.
12 bottles of what?
Well, right now we're talking about Hennessy. Could you do 12 bottles of Hennessy in 2 days?
See, all right. See, here's the thing. Like, I don't like Hen. Like, I couldn't do one bottle of Hennessy because I don't like Hennessy. But if we're talking about tequila in any of its various colors, I'm in there, bro.
What about anybody on the page? Does anybody on the page feel that they can put down these 38 Hennessy bottles? No.
What's up, TJ? What's up, Precious? Allie says she's quitting her job because that hangover finna be serious. But she in there, though.
But you 20 million richer.
Also, no judgment on the baby thing, but.
What baby?
That baby about to be retarded. 18. 12 bottles ahead.
Post baby. You ain't going to do my friend like that, okay? You ain't going to do my friend like that. But even though, like, even if that ain't no hangover. It's the forever night.
Okay, what happened to the old saying of you can drink yourself sober?
Who said that? That was the saying of your alcoholic household.
I'm just saying. I heard it. You can drink yourself sober. I
heard that one, boss.
Now, I mean, I feel like there's some stuff like if you have a hangover, there are some drinks that you drink the next morning to help yourself out. Because, you know, you got to balance out the... You ain't, bruh. Bruh, and
anything is possible.
We broke it down. I did the math because I'm the one that I don't know. Like, you perishing. That is 5 shots an hour for 48 hours.
So you never did 5 shots?
I have. Now let's
break this.
I have done a lot more than five shots in an hour. Okay. I have done some stuff.
So let's do five shots another hour.
That fourth hour, I'm dead.
Yes, bro, we lit, bro.
And y'all, like, we on video. Like, you see me. I can handle my drinks, right? We just went to the concert, and I made a bad decision. My friends rode with me, but I made the bad decision. I was like, hey, it's three of us. We can do the fifth together, right? Mm-hmm. We all sighed and said yes. But that first 45 minutes of Jadena, I would just think, just stand up, just stand up, just stand up, just stand up.
Right.
Up, they bounced.
I was good.
They bumped. Yeah, because you didn't, like, I had to.
I didn't fast all day, you goofball. That's why.
Yeah, that's homie. That was another.
Wait a minute.
And it was his idea.
Talking about, you fasted all day and then decided to go on a bender for Jadena?
Correct.
See, you know, I'm doing intermittent fasting. So my window is like, I could eat from 1 to 9.
Intermittent's not a word. So did you have a celery stick?
Ooh, I forgot I was on camera. Yay.
So would you have a celery stick and then decide to go drinking?
Nah, I didn't have nothing. No. I had 1,800 coconut tea.
He had a shot and then decided to go drinking.
We survived.
Allison says she needs help with the friends. The post said three other friends. Yeah, the post said three other friends, but it was 38 bottles. So when you break it down, that means each of y'all has to do 12 in the 24 hours.
Like, I don't even know. 12 like, and 12. I got people.
13. And,
you know what I mean? If it's tequila, like, shout out to Cortez. He ain't here right now handling business. But even with my strongest people, 12, we are... Like, real talk, you looking right at the grave. 12 bottles in 48 hours, there ain't no recovery time.
I mean, you riding the lightning for sure. But, and then, you know, worst case scenario, worst thing that can happen is you do your 12 and they don't. Because I'm too close. So I'm going to die. Like, I'm about to.
Side
that's
note.
What happened. We about note. To do this 18.
Side
like.
Note, shout out to the city of New Orleans because that just reminded me of something.
Man. Okay. Yeah. And you know who ends up finishing the remainder? Me. Me. It's me.
Hey,
I know.
Hey. It wasn't you by yourself.
Me and you. Okay. I ain't going to lie.
It wasn't you by yourself.
But we had to finish like two more fish bowls. So we could dance with the Asian girls. Was it, again, my fault that I really wanted to get into that spot at that time? Yes. Was it my fault
seems
that we
are?
It's
a recurring theme here.
It is a recurring theme. Cool, shout cool, out to cool. Everybody who knows about the everything, about that everything and everything. Okay, cool. Because it wasn't my fault, but it was my fault. But I had to finish it. That's why I know we get into the bottles, right? We at 35 bottles, right? We only need three more bottles. Everybody tapped out. 20 million is on me and my liver. Right? The folks that tapped out, they're going to wake up. Now, the folks that tapped out, they're going to wake up and I'm going to be dead and they're going to have 10 million each.
I'm trying to think, can you really live without a liver?
You only have one liver, right? One liver?
Yeah. Or was it a kidney?
You got two. You got two kidneys.
Two kidneys.
So,
one liver.
Okay, you can go without one kidney. Okay. What about half a liver?
I mean, like, you know, there's some, like, scarring, psoriasis.
Scar tissue.
Yeah, buddy.
Did you just yeah, buddy, for psoriasis?
No, not psoriasis, that I came up with the word.
Like, ooh.
I don't know.
Cancer, finger pistols.
I almost said pew-pew, but no, we're not pew-pew.
No.
Cancer. We're not, yes.
No pew-pew.
Freak cancer.
I don't know.
Allie said Jared can do it. I guess that's her first string for her
12
team.
Bottles a person.
And she wants to know what about the Asian girl. She can't believe she's been gone this long.
12 bottles not heard person. That story. So if you knock five bottles out.
It's not 12. It's like 13. And
it's 12.
It's 13 and a third.
13 and a third.
For 38?
So you hit works. Six bottles one day, seven the next day.
Seven the next day. Six the first, seven the next. That's not how hangovers work.
What if you don't get hangovers?
At that many bottles, you're going to get out. See, in my head, like, when you're breaking down, like, shots per hour, like, you have to be on some, I'm about to be on the treadmill sweating. I'm doing these shots, a liter and a half of water, right?
I don't know if I, because, but then won't that just dehydrate you more? I don't know about that plan.
Like, you have to, like, you have to have Epsom, a strategic plan of attack.
Epsom salt bath was my first thought, but I was like, no, that's just going to, like,
You have to tell your wife so that I have been busy working and I apologize. I will be at the next function and I love her to death.
Oh, nah, bro. We don't do that here.
We lived about functions. Okay, cool. I bet. Hey.
Hey, Dexter.
Hey, Dexter.
Hey, Couture.
Nah, man, because you can't be sweating out in the sauna because you're going to die because your body overheating because you're drinking alcohol. Right? You
can balance it out.
Okay.
You hit a glass of Henny, you hit a glass of water.
In a perfect world.
Glass of Henny, glass of water.
What is your drink? Who is your three people? And will you get it done, yes or no?
I'm going tequila. I don't know no more because it was going to be you and Cortez, but I'm not feeling the confidence from you right now. So,
see, I know that I'm going to die to give y'all money because I'm not going to stop. I'm going to get it done.
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
If it's 1800 so back, coconut.
Brown looking man's back on the team.
No. Brown, no. You're putting too much stuff out there.
Añejo. We'll do dark tequila.
No. 1800 coconut. I know personally.
That day two of 1800 coconut is gonna be rough. That's why I almost want non flavored because
I like the coconut. I can put down four bottles. I have put down four bottles of 1800 coconut.
Dex.
In 48 hours.
Really, Dex?
Shout out to the first Panama City trip. What they saying up here?
I'm not even finna repeat what they saying. Like, y'all.
They getting you? They doing you?
All right. Okay. They
jumping right on my boy Ant right now?
Mm-hmm. No. Continue. All right, cool. I'll deal with them later.
But, I mean, we can deal with them right now.
That's a fact. That's what we do here.
All right, cool. We ain't gonna do it. Hey, so. I know that I can put that down. I just.
Okay. No. You give me Douce in 2 days. And you just bailed because you just said no to Hennessy. So I have to find somebody else. I can knock out Douce in 2 days.
Do not do that in 2 days. I'm sorry. I'm going to go with my big body Benzes, right? I'm calling upon my boy Mike and TJ. I'm like, hey, we got the girth, we got the size, we got the drinking ability. We gonna do this for the $20 million. Okay. We gonna do this in $20 million. Remember, you're live and we record it, all right? So think before you speak.
I said it low. And right. I'm not on camera.
How Buzz like you doing Toy Story? Death. Death everywhere.
I think, oh man, like,
I don't know, bro.
I don't know, like, give me a fourth person is more realistic. I don't know if y'all can. I mean, like, y'all say y'all can do it, but y'all, I mean, anybody else on the page? I know Adrian Henry said he could do it. You know what I mean? He said, and then Titus, my boy Titus, what's up? He said that me and Zipporah can knock it down. And I'm gonna put it in my whole.
TJ wants to see you do it with wine.
Nah, fam. I can't even put down a bottle of wine.
So wait, you can knock down.
All I'm gonna do is hide your wife, hide your girlfriend.
Like, why?
18
the grapes of wine.
Hide your mom from Brian.
Bro, thank you, bro. I be like, what's, you be giggly.
What's going on, Alexis?
And you know, you've seen me giggling. Like, I can't do that. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm not doing that. I can't, like, wine. I can't drink wine. Now, if I'm drinking wine, I'm watching my little.
Oh, Moscato? Yeah, I can do Moscato. Yeah, bro, you lightweight, bro. Moscato.
Dexter
Moscato
said
smooth.
TJ, he going to be in his feelings the rest of the night.
Whatever, Dex. You going to be back? Come on.
TJ, TJ,
we ain't gonna get in the
TJ
right
said
now.
He's knocking that hand back. Easy call, no problems.
Bow.
Allie says wine easy, man. That ain't nothing.
Okay, I feel like, you, Allie. I'm in there with the Moscato.
I can't do wine.
It's like 10% alcohol. Like, bro, that's like telling me beers. Like,
bro,
that's
like different lobe in my brain. Bro.
Wine will catfish
Ooh,
you.
Dexter said, Ant versus B. Who's out drinking who?
Okay, so Dexter, why would you even put that negative energy out there?
Thank you, like, Dexter. Why? I appreciate negative energy.
No, okay. no, Dex.
Patty McPatterson, fix the. There we go. Thank you so much.
My computer, kill yourself.
But just to entertain Dexter, what are we drinking?
And you gonna really entertain it?
Just okay. A little bit. All right. So
it depends on what we're drinking.
Well, what did you start with? Are you doing Hen?
Right now?
I mean, can you do Hen?
I drink Hen. Yeah, I drink Hen. But I'm more white. He's more like, if it's brown, he's gonna win. If it's outside like SoCo, now SoCo, I'm
SoCo. He's winning.
I'm, yeah. If it's outside of SoCo and Wild Turkey, he's winning. If it's white, I win. If it's brown, he'll win.
Cause I can drink Wild Turkey, but I'm not a real Wild Turkey.
And
then like,
if it's white and it's gin, he's winning.
Vodka,
I'm winning. If it's gin, he's winning. White tequila.
He ain't signed off on the vodka. He made a face. Yeah. That face right there. He made that.
I'm pulling that dub.
Ooh, Allie says she's going with Ant. Mm. Brian giving me doubt after that wine comment.
I can't do wine. I let everybody know their weakness. And you know what? Sometimes, you know, like, if I drink too much wine, I need my friends to take my phone.
I call that a split. Because you take wine, I'll take.
He said he drinking.
I'll keep it a buck. You take wine, I'll take champagne. I can't do bruh, champagne.
Shout out to Eve. Because Eve one time saw me like, I'm grabbing your phone for the rest of the night. I'm like, oh, thank you.
He said, how am I supposed to text my exes?
Whoa. Don't text exes. Just make new ones. That's.
Brian be out here texting other people's exes.
Whoa. Time out.
Didn't y'all work out?
All right, so I'm going to let everybody that's on this live right now understand that these are lies that are being told. And we're going to say, so we got Joe saying he's knocking down the Hennessy. He's winning. And no, you're not doing Hennessy. You're doing tequila.
Nah, yeah, Hennessy is
tequila. The devil's Ant, fruit, can you knock down the Hennessy?
I think I can.
20 million on Ant. 1800 coconut. And we'll see about it. But, yeah. Well, at least I, you know, signed up with life insurance on my job.
So. 20 million, I can get a titanium liver.
You have to survive to get the liver.
I mean, Joel said it himself. You had a staff on standby, 20 million.
Big facts.
Staff on standby. Hey, well, we can
and
do
they
it.
Can they can teleport me to the hospital for 20 million.
I'd have everybody. I'd have
so, you doing instant transmission? You Goku? All right, cool.
I'd have everybody.
I want Dr. Dude. Xavier doing the surgery.
I'd have Doogie Howser. I'd have the dude from House. I'd have the whole staff of ER. I'd have Dr. Carter. I'd have everybody in that piece.
I even have Frazier in
there. I'd have Dr. Dre. I'd have
up there. Everybody. Mrs. Quinn, medicine woman, you know up there. Just,
Dr. Quinn, just shaking tambourines. Right up in Chuck Norris, everything.
I'm sorry. 20 million cash, you have to try.
Everybody.
I'm with you.
Everybody
you
got IVs or something.
But I'm like, it got to be a little systematic. So that's the first thing. Appreciate it. Who put that on the post? We put that on the post. Who put the one that we're about to talk about now? I'm not sure. We'll figure out your name later. But appreciate it. What was y'all first car? Dude was on the Facebook page, the Gentleman's Delegation Facebook page. Read between the lines, everybody. Read between the lines.
There's no lines here.
Sorry. Okay, bow. Read between the lines.
Well, I was going to say Black Power, but whatever. You know, right? You know. Anywho. Oh, man. First vehicle. 1987 Cutty Supreme, white on white with the Smurf blue interior. It was the limited edition, so you had the vent louvers in the back. The back windows didn't let down for obvious reasons. And it was just the big body with the chrome lady on the front, man, combing the city streets.
Hey, see, what everybody don't know is I bought my first car. Got it delivered to the house.
That's when you got money, you get it delivered to the house.
It was on a tow truck, bro. Like,
no, I had to go to the destination to get my car.
It's not Carvana. It's like the tow truck came, took it off.
Carvana is what
Carvana. Who cares? Just, whatever. Same. It's close enough. Tomato.
I still can't afford Carvana, by the way.
Nah, my dad said, put it back on the thing. You can't drive that car.
But it
gray on gray. I had the T-top 88 Grand Prix. Ooh. I got it. It had like a little dent inside. I already had somebody that was going to give me a door. Everything. You're like, nah, I can't do that.
So, side note, people.
Can't do that.
For the people that don't live in Atlanta, that doesn't live in the state of Georgia, if you have anything that requires a T-top or anything that's a G-body, a F-body, and if y'all don't know what that is, go look it up.
Google it.
Tell you. You have anything like that in the great state of GA, you automatically was in there. Like,
I knew it, but I knew it.
You also sell dope, though.
So. Yes.
No, you did not sell dope.
That's the problem.
No. You did not sell dope.
Exactly why. That
is profiling, and profiling is wrong, Joel.
So we got, Allie said her first was a 02 Honda Civic. TJ said he was rocking a 1990 champagne Cadillac sedan DeVille named Amber Rose and had the Cadillac Daytons on it too.
Okay, TJ. Ooh. TJ definitely sold dope.
Ooh, that Cali rider right there. Okay, I can feel that.
If you had Daytons in high school, you most definitely sold dope.
Knew somebody that you was running. If you was high school, you was running. They were like, "Hey, we ain't."
Because don't anybody just get Daytons. You can't just automatically just get Daytons. I'm sorry,
they don't come stop.
And then no, they don't. And again, if you don't know what Daytons is, you can go Google that too.
It's a city in Florida.
Okay, yeah, okay. Since Florida. You want to be technical,
it's not Florida.
Type in Google Dayton Wheel, and you'll see the website.
TJ said, you ain't gonna shame him. Hashtag dope boy fresh.
Hey, bro, that's why I wanted to. I had the Grand Prix, bro. It took off. Lost some of my money because the dude didn't want to, like, give me my money back. And I had to work off vehicle I got.
That was your problem.
I don't remember. What was your first actual?
My first car, it was an extended cab, work truck, 1500 Chevy.
Okay, I remember
that. I ran into the gate. We ain't gonna talk about that.
And then backed into it worse.
Yeah,
I got it cranked to the left, and then
But one thing we did, like, it made a nice cavity to lean in.
Hey,
yeah,
you gotta lean in your ride every now and then.
Yeah, so you just sit up there on the side, just lean up, boom.
That was the second dent you left in the car.
I don't even know what you're trying to throw shade about.
First one was your sister.
What?
You definitely left a nice little butt dent in your sister's red Camry.
Because
I was the one to push
you into it. All right. Because that clears stuff up.
Okay. Let's just break it down.
Because I didn't know.
Facebook, hey, how you doing? Uh-huh. I've known Joel for about, 20 years now?
Too long.
20 years now. Yeah. Right. Like that. And I've always been the nicer one. And my parents really, really enforced me. You know, let people win stuff. You know what I mean? So he pushed me in the car, put a dent in my brand new car.
It wasn't your car. It was your sister's car.
No, it was my mom's car.
Like, that's right. It was your
mom.
No, she already gave it to your sister.
No, she hasn't given it to my sister yet.
It was Lena's.
No, my mom had the, we're not going to say what my mom drove because I don't want nobody judging me or anything like that. My mom, that was her car. She gave it to my sister after we moved off of Flakesmith Road. When we moved to River Road, she gave it to my sister. We was in Flakesmith Road, right across the street from Lehigh Boulevard. If you know these streets, shout out to you. If you don't, kill yourself. So
that's low.
So like you know what I mean? We fighting, pushed me in the car, but thank goodness all my friends was there, cause I was gonna get beat, cause my parents beat people. You know what I mean? I wasn't blessed with any old timeouts or nothing like that.
Was we there? I feel like we left.
Yeah, y'all left.
Okay.
Y'all left.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty clear y'all remember
back.
Leaving.
Like, so we didn't come back. My parents bought these jokers. Like, this is how you know I was salty. These dudes ran off to my friend's house down the road.
Yeah, we rode straight
there. Just ran down there. Yep. My mom bought them pizza, made some Kool-Aid. All this other stuff, they came back.
You don't just make Kool-Aid for anybody.
No, they came back. And I'm like, don't make these jokers Kool-Aid. They left when they thought I was getting beat. Come on, my mom would have beat them too. They left. They were like, nah, this sucks crazy. Like, boom. I'm like, oh. They gone. So I had to go up there by myself, be like,
I don't recall being ever feeling in danger of getting beat by somebody else's parents.
I have. It's not it's why not you fun. Run.
I mean, I get in trouble. Okay. But I don't remember ever getting beat by anybody. No, not yet. I definitely never got beat by anybody's pants. I don't remember the fear of getting beat by anybody.
Like, everybody knows the limits to how you can get beat by your own parents, but if you a guest at somebody else's house and you don't know the limits, that's kind of scary.
I don't know. I think, like,
especially if you got,
see, I ain't get beat a lot. So I surely didn't have fear of getting beat from somebody else's parents.
See, you have many privileges, sir.
This is true.
Many privileges.
Well, see, my parents just realized it was not very effective. I don't think it was more so because they were scared to beat me, because they did beat me a couple. But legit, I only got beat like literally a couple times. But like, they just realized that just like I liked stuff, so they just started taking stuff away, and it was a bigger deal for me.
Jehovah
like
I for you, very,
I'd eat the beating and call it a day.
Nah, bro. Anybody else? Anybody else say anything on the page?
No.
Oh, dang, we lost everybody.
We still got four, but they just watching us, and we appreciate y'all.
Oh, appreciate it. Yeah.
Must be nice show. Hey, Allie, what can I tell you? I was a delightful child. And,
you a lie. You a lie.
Thank you, Allie. Must be nice. It really must be nice.
Oh, thank you.
Whatever, bro. But that's the thing. Like, bro, I'd eat a beating, but see, you got to remember. Like,
until you catch a beating and to the point where you about to have an asthma attack and you don't even have asthma.
See, like, first of all, you had asthma. Put your hand down. Yeah, secondly,
like, I don't even have
that's
asthma.
That's a great way to get out of a beating.
I got out of one of my few.
Just well, like I that. Had my mom scared. I had an Alka-Seltzer. I beat that thing.
Come on. My neck slipped and ended up on his across his leg, and I was like, I can't breathe.
TJ said, I got beat with a fraternity paddle that had mom's name carved into it.
I'm dead.
That's
child abuse. we're not going to condone that here. That's child abuse.
That happens, man.
Nah, bro. What happened? You got to remember. Like,
but TJ, it made you a better person.
Yeah. I spent all my money on fun stuff. So I did, you know, when I was like 16, I was working with my dad doing little side jobs, doing construction, and I was cutting lawns. So like, I had probably the most random free money I have had in my whole life when I was 16. Yep. So I had the fires. I was paying for the cable. So I had cable in my room. I had a TV. I had the first DVD player in the room. I had the only stereo in the house. Like, my room was the most lit room in the house.
Shout out to his DVD player, because his DVD player, like, it edited videos while it was playing. I was just like, hold on, like, what is this? Like, yeah. This mine. I'm like,
I'm still
he was a bad influence in my life.
I'm still stuck on him. He just said he was the only person that had cable in the house.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
So that's the thing. So, but the argument I would lose is they pay for the power. So they would just come in here unplugging stuff, right?
Yeah. You got all this stuff.
Because I'd eat. Cause what you gonna do? You gonna send me to my room? I got the littest room. I'm not coming out my room in the first place. So you can't just send me to my room. I'll eat the beating and still send him. So they realized, bruh, what it was.
I got sent to my room.
They shut it down.
Like, my folks in there watching the new episode In the Heat of the Night, and I'm watching old reruns of Sanford and Son. Like, no. I
can't afford cable now, but I had it when I was 16.
That's backwards, Joe.
Hey,
that's so backwards.
That's the life of an adult. I didn't have a TV in my room, so you know I was just underprivileged.
I had the old black and white big back TV. You know that. You know you had to have pliers to change the channel.
Nah, my parents was.
And I had to end rig it. You know to get it to play video games.
I couldn't watch TV on weeknights until I was in 10th grade, and I could only watch Survivor and CSI on Thursday nights. That was the, like, so Monday through Friday.
That's what you gave it all up for Survivor?
Yeah, Survivor and
CSI. It was like, you got one shirt. He was like, Survivor.
Bro, we had to, like, finagle that. Like, we went to the Mountain Center in Gainesville, and they gave a talk about, like, you know, really talking to your kids and seeing what they had to say. It was like, well, we have to say is we want TV on Thursday so we can So we get, we got our A's, we out in service, we good students. We want to watch CSI.
He said, and, "I'm out here. What more do you want from me?"
It didn't matter.
And like, Survivor.
I know. Monday through Wednesday, it was Sanford and Sons late night until MASH came on. That's how I knew it was time for me to go to bed when MASH came on. When I saw that helicopter, and then I hear that doo 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 doo. I'm like, oh, okay, ain't nothing else coming on TV.
Oh, Dad.
Yep.
And I watched TV until TV went off. That's what we talking about. See, I don't know about that.
Man, TV don't even go off no more.
Yeah, I can, bro. I ain't
too sleep to know, huh?
TV don't even go off no more.
I couldn't tell you. I'd be trying to go to sleep at 10.
Like, are you still watching? I'm like, yeah, I'm still watching.
I guess I should go to sleep.
No.
I might just cut off now. But so, I had the work truck 1500 to go back to the first cars, right? Put a double dent in. I had to work that one off. The first car I actually got myself with the 88 Grand Prix, but it was, which I appreciate now, because my dad was like, hey, you too big, you too black, you're going to get killed in this car. No matter what you do, they're going to think that you related with drugs. And I'm like, I appreciate it. So they gave me a hillbilly car, and the second car I purchased myself was another hillbilly car. That bad boy was lifted. You don't know how many white people are scared getting out that bad boy.
Oh, the F-150, yeah,
boy, that white F-150?
Yeah. I made a little white girl drop her ice cream, crank that bad boy up. Boom. She was like, oh, Jesus. I'm like,
I remember that truck. He pulled up to a game one time, and he forgot to take the trash out. He left the trash on the back of the truck. And I didn't know Brian back then, but I low key thought he was an alcoholic back then, because when he took the trash and picked it up out the bed of a truck, I just heard like a bunch of aluminum cans, like he'd been drinking on the way out there. And he was like, oh man, I forgot to take trash out. And then I heard glock, 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 glock. I'm like, are those beer cans? Like, you live recklessly.
Learn something every day.
Yeah, it was a truck, bro. I ain't mad at it.
Hey, what's going on, Curtis? What's going on, Chantel?
Which hey, Telly-Tell.
King Brown.
Hey, what up, Brown, man?
Daniel, my brother. Hey, Kurt, Daniel. What up?
Chantel.
Who else? Oh, Lexier, what's going on?
Hey, so we were just talking about first cars, y'all, if y'all want to chime in. Me, myself, personally, I had a 2000 Ford Ranger extended cab black that my parents gifted to me for my high school graduation, as well as my college graduation.
Long story, since
we took out that smooth loan in the middle, so we like, yeah, we paid it off for your high school, we paid it off for your college. I said, okay, cool.
You only graduated one of those on time. Yeah.
Two for one, fam. Hey, two for hey, one. Take hey, it or leave
hey,
it.
Hey, hey.
Oh, five and a half, fam.
Hey, that's what it is. One of us graduated high school on time. One of us actually graduated college. So take it how you will. You know what I mean?
Well, victory. Small victories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, small victory. Because I am a college dropout. Just want y'all to know.
What? I don't know that name.
Dropped out with a smooth DGPA, bro.
Is that Daniel or Danielle?
No, Princeton, it's Daniel.
Smith?
Daniel?
It's Daniel.
I can't see that picture. What's going on, Daniel?
My boy, Daniel. Below Valdivia, right? Valdivia?
It's Soperton, Georgia, Soperton. If I remember that straight.
Yeah.
If I remember it right, yeah, Soperton, Georgia.
But he be up in the A, bro.
Yeah, boy, that boy should have been a truck driver.
Where
I tell
is
you.
Soperton? I don't even know where that is.
Soperton is right next to Vidalia.
Yeah.
So
south.
Yeah, very south. Okay.
Like south, like 45 minutes above Valdosta,
and I think he's like 45 minutes from Savannah too, or hour. So 45
right
to
right
an
here,
hour.
Savannah right here, he right there, and then it goes what like Lyons, Georgia, Macon. And then, where do we play our football games at? So it goes like Lions.
A backyard near you.
It goes.
Locust Grove.
Yeah, Locust Grove, Jackson.
Jackson, Locust Grove, McDonough, all the way on up.
And for the folks that's in Locust Grove, man, y'all be careful, man. I heard what happened on the news today. That was tragic for them kids in high school. That whole liquid meth epidemic that's going on down there. Yeah, that broke today, dog.
Liquid meth?
Four kids are in a coma right now. One died.
Dang.
Some kid was selling vape pens.
With liquid meth in it.
They thought it was marijuana.
Why? That put them
on. And it was liquid meth laced with PCP. Four in a coma right now. One died. They don't even know if the other four is going to make it. All of that was in Locust Grove today.
Dang, bro. Well, you know,
sheesh.
Yeah, I got nothing on that. I mean, it's tough, man.
It's tough because
I can't say be careful who you get your drugs from. That doesn't seem like the right admonition, but
it's not even
say
that.
No to drugs, but if you do drugs, know you're a dealer.
It's not even that, bro. It's like
shout out to y'all thought y'all had one, didn't y'all?
Daniel said, I'm 2 hours from Valdosta.
Allison did. Don't do drugs, y'all.
Yeah, don't do drugs. Amen. See,
there you go.
See, she's
dare to be different.
Yeah, just drink your sorrows away.
You know there mean? You go.
So from your from your local package store that you can depend on.
Shout out to Ed. Where you go? Where's your package store you go to?
I go to Ken and Chris's on Ken and Chris's. Candler Drive.
Candler Drive, right there. Zone 6.
Ken and Chris, shout out to 138 Package on Highway 138, Stop Bridge, you know, for all your shopping local needs.
Actually, low-key, I ain't even going to flex, man. I go to the bottle shop now in Perimeter more than I go anywhere else.
Oh, you fancy now.
Yeah.
Fancy now.
But you know, you get the VIP
shout out
package.
To...
You got the rum I like.
Mr. Some, because I don't know his name.
That's a bad shout out.
Chevron in Ellenwood. For all my 40s and Four Locos, you know what I mean? Shout out to him, bro. Oh, my local area, bro.
Four Locos done got too advanced now.
They got all these different flavors. Hey, man, I was in Mexico the other day. They have 16-ounce bottles of pre-mixed Jack Daniels and like a bunch of different shooters.
I don't trust
honey,
that.
Ginger.
I don't trust that.
I enjoyed it.
16?
Yeah, 16 I don't know. Yeah, fun. I don't know.
But different flavors, though?
Yeah.
And it comes in a package deal?
I mean, there was individuals. I just, like, you know, Mighty got a six-pack.
So they'd be who like, knows? Hey, you know, you come to the clerk at the counter, I'm going to pair you with this Jack, depending on what kind of mood you in that day.
Like, pretty much. I just dropped honey, apple, ginger, cola.
That's definitely a sign of alcoholism. When you bring your own six-pack, you're just like,
I mean, I just got six.
Do you have the rings? Can you just
no, the rings kills turtles.
Okay.
We don't do the rings.
Man.
We just individually. They gave me a little box and everything. I'm like, boom, 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 boom. And then, you know, she was like, adios. And I was like, avadirchi.
That's not how you say that word.
Oh, my bad.
Chantel said, party time package in Riverdale open all holidays. Like your local Asian spot.
Hey, look, let me tell you something about party time. Like, yo, I went in there. I've been in there a few times. But you cannot buy certain liquor from party time. I'm not even going to say what I bought from party time. But I just bought like a little pint just to have for me. And then homie had to blow the dust off of it. And I was like, that's okay. You could put it back. You know what? I don't even have the funds for this.
I need to find a place that has samples, though.
Samples?
That's what I have not found.
You got to go uptown for that.
I've been watching a couple like reviews of places in other states and stuff where they're having like free samples and stuff.
I take that back. I need a free sample. You go to Lovejoy package, but that's too far from y'all.
Nah, nothing too far for free samples.
Big facts. Lovejoy package, they hooked your boy up quite a few times. I was on cloud nine walking out of there.
I feel like, man, this would be a great scene to take a picture with. Oh, my phone's on the live.
There you go. Daniel wants to know what we are sipping on. I'm drinking a Long Island. Brian just finished off some random concoction he did of what I left on the counter. And Anthony is currently sipping on some gin and
grapefruit juice.
I had a Long Island with grapefruit juice. I don't know why he's trying to shade my concoctions. Shout out to the Harriet Tubman. that we created.
Hey.
Why? You know clutch. What I mean? I got drinks for days.
You need to patent that while you're playing.
I got a drink for days. Well, see, you ain't knowing nothing about that. You know what I mean?
You need to patent that, seriously.
But we will have some custom drinks for the Chat and Chew, and tickets are on sale now. The Chat and Chew.
There we go.
January.
If you win that 20 million, I need you to buy a smaller tongue. Something to fit in your mouth.
Some people might want that happen. Some people might not.
Or can you get your teeth extended? I don't know how that works.
Bruh, I've been working on, I've been doing YouTube videos about, like, you know, speaking clearly. Shut up, man. You know, I'm about to butcher that. I've been doing that like 100 times a day. You know what I mean? It's just not working. I just can't say this. I can't say the first she.
You need to keto your tongue away.
How'd I do with you? Like,
not taking that one out. That one landed. Not taking that out.
I don't care what nobody say. Lisps. Are in now.
Oh, okay.
Ask the artist Boogie. He made his career off of that. Okay.
It's just like, I don't understand, man. But you know, it's okay because I can still sing. So, kick rocks.
Okay, Chantel. I never had that experience.
What happened?
But I knew somebody that knew somebody. Lovejoy package always got people stealing out of their store. But I knew somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody that owned the store. So I kind of came through on the come up.
What was that on Highway 85? What was that liquor store right next to the Chick-fil-A?
I forgot the name of it, but I know what you're talking about. They're actually building a bigger store.
They're building a bigger store? Bro, we used to go in there and cash out.
So, okay, you know 138 package?
Yeah.
It's almost about that size.
Oh.
And they putting it like literally right next door.
Man, I haven't been down to Highway 85, man. I missed that. Shout out to Jerry. Bro,
ain't nothing changed on Highway 85. You still got the crazy lady preaching on the corner in front of T-Mobile.
Bro, they got a This Is It. Right next to the Waffle House?
Bro, who eats This Is It?
This Is It is trash.
Who eats This Is It? Come on, Brian.
Niggas.
Not this nigga.
Man, I'm a nigga. Bro, you haven't had the little rib tips?
Bro, I haven't ate In-N-Out. This Is It in 10 years. I don't know why I said In-N-Out.
Well, somebody eating it, if they're going to put it on Highway 85, somebody doing that thing.
This Is It is not.
I mean, bad. Older people, like senior citizens that don't feel like cooking on Sundays no more.
You know what I'm saying? Some of their taste buds done died off, so they don't know what tastes bad for
real. Bro, This Is It ain't been good in about 10 years, bro, since they used to be on Greenbrier. And Camp Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took the one on Green.
This Is It was good at the same time Piccadilly and South Cab was.
And shout out to Old Atlanta. We're going to have that podcast.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Especially for Old Atlanta. For the real ATLians, man, y'all know what it is. Especially
I dropped that podcast on. I wanted to see what people were going to say on my Facebook page. And a lot of people commented, and I was like, man, you know what? We got to do this podcast justice about Old Atlanta. So we're going to take a little time out to do that. So shout out to Donald, Chantel, Mike, everybody that was on there.
And Adrian. TJ, shout out to you plugging Del Taco on Highway 85. But TJ, I'm going to fill you in something on Highway 85.
Del Taco on Highway 85?
Yeah.
Where?
Okay, so you know where ATL Wings is at? Right by the Popeyes and the McDonald's?
Yeah.
In between that, they put a Del Taco right there. I'm trying
when?
To
win.
Like, they're finishing it up right now.
Why? For
hold
real?
Hold on. Excuse me. I need to pause everything y'all saying because Arthur, Aaron, Robert Bingham gets his whole name.
Hey, Mr. Just, Bingham, we respect that. Hey, what you got?
Aaron, what up?
In response to Allison saying that, what you call it, is expensive, This Is It. He said, it's worth it.
Ooh, see?
This Is It is worth it?
Whoa.
I know. I need clarification. This Is It.
Aaron
Bingham
says it's worth it. It's worth it.
If there's a way that I could kick him off the stream, I don't know how because it's not my stream.
Nah, it ain't your stream. But Aaron Bingham belongs on that.
Thank you, Chantel.
Just know you've been kicked out of my heart.
What Chantel say about This
Chantel
Is It?
Chantel says Southside black people don't eat at This Is It. Thank you. This Is It ain't been popping in 10 years. I'm trying to tell y'all.
The one on Panola Road one on Panola Road is still hidden.
The one on Panola Road definitely is not hidden.
Yeah, it is.
No. No. Because I've known the people that have worked there for 10 years, and it's garbage.
I can't speak for the East Side.
They don't even eat there.
I can't speak for the East Side. I just know the original on Kemp Creek and the original on Greenbrier, them was the This Is It to be at. And that was years ago.
People eating there, if they still franchising. Old there's one over there off Kemp Creek still. We got Panola Road, 85. They got one over there by Stonecrest.
Bro, if I go to This Is It, I might as well go to Sonny's Barbecue.
For real?
Yes, bro.
That hurt.
This is it. This is it. It's bad, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
That hurt. And I hate Sonny's Barbecue.
What an old Atlanta question. Like, has...
Did your voice crack? Nigga, you 30.
That's that overproof right there, boss.
Excuse me. Go ahead. Please, thank you. Thank you so much.
This is my question for Original Atlanta. Has South DeKalb Mall Piccadilly ever remodeled?
Nah.
Because it hasn't in my adult lifetime.
I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't been to South DeKalb so long, I don't even know what it looks like.
It hasn't changed as far.
Is the movies theater still in the back?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you still sneak in it through the back?
They redid the movie theater. Who bought it? Run DMC brother or who?
Joseph Simmons?
Yeah, ooh. Simmons. He bought it.
Hey, Marlena.
So.
Oh, Lena Online? Niggas. What?
Y'all ain't gonna just hate my sister?
Shit.
Oh, so you gonna get in front of the goddamn camera?
Hey, Marlena.
I can't even see Lena on here.
All right, cool. So that's it.
But Allie, you see what point I'm making? I hate Sonny's. I despise Sonny's. But This Is It has franchised themselves to that point.
Yeah, Sonny's
is nasty.
When Simmons did it, they redid the movie theater, but that's it. They took out the arcade. They took out the arcade. The only thing that's in there is the DMV and Ashy Girls in Skirts.
Nah, they be doing the sneaker releases there.
Oh, for real? That's it, the sneaker release?
Yeah, that's about it, though.
I mean, that's it.
Hey, man, no cap. The last time I've been to South DeKalb Mall, like, this dude followed me around the whole mall for, like, 45 minutes trying to get me to buy a nameplate chain.
Well, like, the belts that, like, shows your name, bro.
Yeah.
You say, man.
I haven't.
Even the Hustle Man is 10 years behind.
He like, Big Man, I'm trying to put you on, Big Man. It's going to get you in the game.
Oh, they close challenges? Interesting. He said it's a comic. Aaron said it's a comic book shop now. Marlena said, what's up, fellas? But it was really just for me. She just wanted to include y'all so y'all didn't feel bad.
She don't care about
Hey, Lena, how's your day going? How's your Friday?
That's how you speak to my sister. How's your Friday?
I'm about to take my shirt off. So look,
no one wants to see that. Okay? No one wants to see that at all.
Chantel said last time I went to South DeKalb Mall, Evander Holyfield was still boxing.
Whoa.
That mean they were still doing a talent show at South DeKalb Mall.
I went to see a talent show at South DeKalb Mall.
You went to go see the talent show?
I mean, like, the talent show at South DeKalb Mall, yeah.
Bruh, it was crackheads. Stealing clothes and boosters.
Still fun.
South DeKalb Mall be the only place we have the Kente clothes.
And they just kept you occupied so they could break into your car.
When I went to I went to Savannah with like Brittany, Fred, Dex, Couture, Jasmine, Rosa. We went down there. I went to South DeKalb Mall to get. I went to the Foot Locker across from South DeKalb Mall, and I got some slides.
You can't even defend it.
I mean, like, you know, you go over there, man, Piccadilly's still good. You know what I mean?
First of all, Piccadilly is not good.
Man, Piccadilly is average, man.
I'm going to say this about Piccadilly.
I ate at Piccadilly in 2019, and it's not good.
Depends on the location.
I'm talking about South DeKalb Mall.
Okay.
South DeKalb Mall is not it. First of all.
You want the one up in Hills?
I haven't been to that one.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That's
the last one I went to.
The one in Fayetteville, it was decent.
That's where the new Negroes are at.
Whoa. No, we got
no Negroes always been in Fayetteville. They just couldn't come out after 6 p.m.
Okay, well, not even they give us those free. They
no,
they can slide out their condominiums.
The one in
right
Fayetteville
now.
Decent. The one in Stockbridge decent.
Bro, I know Joe fixing his mouth to say something ignorant. What you want to say, bro?
Oh, nothing. No, I was about to agree with Chantel. She said that this is trash.
This is trash.
Because Art,
thank you, Chantel.
Arthur's out here trying to defend it.
I mean,
he's going to take all this L.
Last time I had, I thought it was, you know what I mean?
Basura.
That's trash in Spanish.
That's trash in Spanish for y'all.
Bro, pick a
unilingual niggas.
I would still take Piccadilly's over This Is It.
That's true. I'll take Piccadilly's over This Is It.
I would take that over This Is It.
I probably would, only for the dessert. The food is terrible, man. It's just bad. I got talked into going there like a couple months ago. It was terrible.
I saw somebody
get prime rib. That was 100% a dog.
Now, see,
side.
You made a mistake.
Like there was no, I didn't get it.
You don't get prime rib.
I didn't get it.
You don't get.
But prime I rib. Saw it next to me, and I was like, "What are you doing?" And that junk 100% was a dog thigh. Like you're not gonna tell me this is prime rib,
bro. This is it. Or Piccadilly don't
this
cook
man
dog.
Said dog thigh.
Y'all ain't gonna shade them like that.
But you don't get prime rib. That like that's a Piccadilly's. Yeah, nah, no. You don't get prime rib in Piccadilly's. Like
you,
come on,
you get the Southbury steak. The chicken or the fish with the little pecans on it. Then you go get a dessert. You get your two sides, and then you pray that you don't drop your tray. That's Piccadilly's.
Yeah.
You be like, oh, okay, we made it. Thank you.
Yeah, that ain't where you get like anything
and,
good. Like you get
and,
chicken. You know what I'm saying? You can get the fried fish.
Yeah.
It's gonna be super basic.
Pretty much.
The green beans was decent.
You could probably do
and
the Salisbury steak.
Don't even be the like the shape of fish. It be like in what is that, a parallelogram? Because don't even be like a
did
rectangle.
You mean a square?
And, you know, a parallelogram was like they at an angle, bro. They leaning.
This went straight.
No, real.
Yeah, but real. He went straight geometry.
A parallelogram is when you have.
First of all, rectangle
sir, on the tilt. Shut up.
Go ahead.
Shut up. You have a rectangle on the tilt, right? Where both lines run parallel, right?
First of
parallel.
All,
and there we
and
go.
Then
don't.
All those L's in the middle are all R's, just for the record. Mr. Parallelogram.
Parallelogram, whatever it's called. They run parallel and they never intersect. Bro, act like
Brian
act like
made a 73 in geometry. Bro. I just want to put that out there.
Also English.
I was an A student across the board, and with my GPA back. Like, let me see your
Brian,
GPA.
Brian messed me up. I don't even remember what I
Brian,
was.
Brian got A plus. Brian got A plus in nap time and gym.
Hey, bro, A pluses is A pluses.
Yeah, that's the only thing
I don't care what anybody
said.
My average was when I went to college. You were like, oh, you got a 4.0? I was like, yes, ma'am.
Oh,
what happened when a square don't intersect? Is a parallelogram there? Like, you in? I'm like, bet.
So now,
and that's the same college you graduated from.
Brian, I'm scared to ask this question. What kind of fish was it?
Bruh, I think it was just like whiting. They had like in a little block.
No.
That's bro. How, yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
It was fish. It just says fish.
No. Because the only fish I seen come in the square is the Stouffer's dinner fish. Like
that's what it was.
No, fam.
The whole, Piccadilly, yeah, they had little pecan crumbles on that thing.
Garnish.
What's
crumbles.
Going on? Nia Shepherd and Latasha Mitchell.
Mm-mm. Hey, what up, Nia? Natasha Mitchell. Natasha Mitchell.
And Parallelogram.
That name didn't pop up. What her profile picture look like?
Who profile picture?
And Lena says she needs whatever you sipping on if you think that's how you say parallelogram.
Parallelogram, bro, it's close enough.
I just want to go ahead and point out, like, we ain't even talking about any topic.
Any.
We are hour in right now. So
we are hour in right now.
This might be all this pod is.
That's all the pod is, bro. Appreciate y'all. Hey, Latasha Mitchell, Marlena.
Hey, Marlena.
Parallelogram. That's what I said.
Anywho.
I said
this,
parallelogram.
I just want to give a public service announcement.
He talking about codfish.
This
cod,
is it.
Codfish is with a rectangle. But it wasn't a rectangle because it was slanted.
Y'all ain't gonna take,
bro, I wanna argue y'all that. Hold I wanna me. Argue that, but I can't remember right now.
It wasn't just block. Who gonna just give you a block piece of fish?
Piccadilly, I'll stop the cap. And it just, the description on the top just said fish.
Side note, this is just trash. I'm sorry. It's just trash.
It's trash. I ain't gonna lie about that.
Chantel that said that's jail fish.
Yeah, bro. Because the bars never intersect, bro.
Piccadilly absolutely sells at jails.
Parallelogram. I'm gonna say that.
Don't fix it now.
That's why I've been saying parallelogram.
Say paralegal.
You got about 7 too many L's in
now
there.
Say parallelogram.
Parallelogram. Like,
I need to say a prayer for your English teacher, boy. That lady probably quit her job.
Bro, you sick, bro.
You drove that woman insane.
Miss Smart gave me an A in English. Miss Crutchfield gave me an A in math.
I don't know.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, they'd be sliding them poor little retarded children right on through that education system, just failing them left and right. Just
and then, like, Miss Chalmers and like MLK was trying to, like, you know, give me an extra A. I'm like, whoa, I don't need the extra A. Ms.
What was the extra A?
An extra A.
Like, stretch the A out?
But she was trying to grade me, like, after I already graduated. I'm like, nah, fam.
Whoa.
But I'll take this drink, though.
So you still doing after school assignments? Brian was writing on the chalkboard after school, and he ran out of chalk.
Jojo, man,
ain't no Joe told you nothing.
I couldn't laugh directly into the mic.
Tell you nothing.
I'm just saying, you know. Happy to the best of us. That's all I'm going to say.
P, what up, man?
Hey, that Princeton?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what up, bye.
Darius Penmanship? I didn't recognize that name. What like, up, though?
That is a very well-established
penmanship,
name.
Penmanship, bro? You better be able to write curses.
Like, he is established. Like, his credits go high.
Darius Penmanship. Hey, bro, yeah, what it is, though. It's funny every time he says it. Kick rocks, Allie. Brian had like 5 L. No, y'all childish, bro. So, parallelogram.
It's parallel. Parallel. It's R's, not L.
So somebody said, y'all saying parallel.
Yes, it's a parallelogram.
Parallelogram.
Because it's parallel.
That's what I've been saying.
Allie,
no.
Allie, I didn't ask for this.
You've been putting 12 L's in there. I'm not, and I no R's.
Parallelogram.
I'm supposed to
that's
be
what I said.
You have been saying parallelogram all day.
Parallelogram.
Nothing but L's.
Bro, I have not. Parallelogram?
Yes. No, you said parallelogram 47 times.
Parallelogram.
You're not going to do this. Bro. Marlena says, say it 5 times fast.
No, don't. Just you're don't. My sister. You're you know I can't say that.
Lena, stop. That is your family. Your that's blood.
That's my weakness. Parallelogram.
There we go.
That's what I'm saying. Good job, bro. Y'all are some haters, man. Y'all are some haters.
Clap it out.
Oh, my goodness. I can't deal with y'all. Oh, so we did a whole hour online, bro. We got people still with us.
Oh, yeah, man, we still in this.
Well, let's wrap it up with something real quick. Anybody that's on live right now got a question that you want us to answer? No?
No. Yes, any questions?
Give a little snippet. Yeah, we like anything we like, about old Atlanta?
Seems like a smooth 15 seconds behind, so you're going to have to let America.
Chantel, don't you wake that giant man child up.
Chantel, hey, man, y'all got to put me on to y'all sushi spot, man. I'll be seeing y'all go there. I'll be jealous.
Yeah, every Wednesday, right at the meeting time.
I know, it's right at my meeting time, though.
I'd be so hurt.
I can't afford sushi.
And then the baby, like,
bro, whatever, like, bro. You gotta find money.
Like walking,
bro. That's a man child,
bro. I saw a video of like somebody doing like a little Superman cake. I'm like, bro, that little kid was pimp slap whoever. Like, don't fly my cake for me. Pow. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like Kyle scares me at times. Like just looking at him.
He's gonna be walking for a year.
Yeah, Allison said your lisp is hilarious, and I'm hurt for you. Just look at the camera. Look at her. There we go.
Like there's a few people that I expected a little bit more from.
Like me, right?
Nah, F you.
Daniel, come on now. Daniel says, so about that top 50 R&B podcast or hip hop.
Oh, bro, see.
So, Daniel, I'm going to keep it all the way a buck with you. We were supposed to talk about the top 50. We were going to talk about T.I.'s list today. But we messed around with y'all for a whole hour. So, at this point.
Got sidetracked.
Nah, real talk. Like, what time is it now?
It is 9:58 p.m.
Bro, nah, we got a little bit Eastern time. We probably going to cut this one off right here. Jump into another one. Talk about this one. Women, boy, and then we still gonna drop that one, but we just had too much fun with y'all on this one.
We were supposed to talk to y'all for a smooth like 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was it. But you know,
this whole podcast went left from the time Joe pressed record. I'm just gonna put that out.
It didn't go left.
Why you had to throw my name in it? Like it was my fault.
It was your fault.
How? What?
It's always your fault.
It was kind of your fault.
All I did was flirt with his sister. All right,
bro, you didn't flirt with my sister. We'll have to fight him. Like one day we're gonna
wait. Hold on. He tried to bite the bunny at the. Who Kyle biting?
Who Kyle trying to bite the bunny?
No,
I've never had rabbit.
Chantel, I'm a.
Neither did Kyle. We're not gonna encourage him to bite no bunny.
Right. I'm a deal with Kyle later, Chantel. Like Jesus,
that Joker like he ain't even won yet. That Joker big.
And he bigger than Emmanuel Lewis. Like, it don't even make sense.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Like, Kyle is huge. Like, if for the people that don't know Kyle, y'all, I'm going to need y'all to look Kyle up on Chantel's page or my homie K-Dot's page. Like,
hey, shout out.
That is a huge baby. Like, you literally going to have to throw hands with him.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. See. Love you, Kyle.
Ron DeLoach, what's going on, sir? And hey. Lena says she loves me, but her autocorrect were tripping. It said Brian instead.
We love you, Brian. That's what Lena said.
Nah, it's tripping.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Ron DeLoach, man. Ron DeLoach, appreciate you. Gave some really good criticism about the podcast that we're going to take care of. I love my sister, too. My sister. Okay?
I love your sister as well.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
See, whatever.
Bro. It's different, though.
I'm going to sit Kyle on you. That's all it is. You're going to catch these hands. Even though I hope Bama beats LSU tomorrow.
I was going to say, so Allie just said, what are y'all predictions for Sunday's game?
Sunday's game?
Saturday's game or Sunday's game?
We don't care about Sunday's game anymore. But
yeah, I'm still going to get my answer for Sunday's game, but I need to talk about Saturday first.
I'm boycotting the NFL now.
But real talk, hey.
Until Atlanta has a good football team.
The gentleman's delegation, even though it's going to come out afterwards, we got invited to Penn and Proper to come join in the Sunday game. So if anybody want to watch the Sunday game, I will text them. And we'll take a couple pictures. For
this
those
Sunday?
This Sunday. You know, we trying to link up. We trying to be
in
the city. I don't
go there.
I know. I'm just going for brunch, real talk. But we trying to be in the city.
They got mimosas too?
Yeah, bottomless mimosas. We're gonna shout them out on a few podcasts. But
I'm trying to be lazy this Sunday, but I'm in there.
Kick Rocks, Alex.
But this is gonna be because it's right now. Because it's live.
Oh, Saints. This is
so
live.
So they actually
right
gonna
now?
See this right now.
Yeah. So this is a prediction for the Saints. The Falcons are gonna beat the Saints, right? Because the Saints are gonna take it easy. And they'll be like, oh, this is a cakewalk. And the Falcons going to actually show up for a goddamn game, which, you know, I can tank for Tua. I can tank for anybody, bro.
I don't want Tua because he now officially has Steph Curry ankles, and I don't want Tua.
No, we don't want him.
I don't want him. As far as Sunday's game, the Falcons will beat the Saints. After saying that, Kendall Brown – remember the conversation that we had a week ago? Uh-huh. Wink, wink,
wink.
A week ago.
Finger gun. There we go.
Pew, pew.
As far as tomorrow, I think it's going to be a barn burner between Alabama and LSU.
So what you putting the score at?
With Alabama and LSU?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 21-20 LSU. It's going to come down to somebody making a mistake.
Nah, I'm going to say it's going to come down to somebody making a mistake. It's going to be a little bit higher than that. I am going, let's see, I'm going to go like extra barn bread. I'm going 38-41.
You going a high scoring game?
Yeah, I'm going
a
high scoring game.
Okay.
Because they're going to be real loose. Like, you know, both of the offenses are going to roll real loose, real loose, real loose. I feel like their defenses are going to kind of like just equal out. You know what I mean? It's like, who can stop who first? Like you said, that first turnover, that first mistake, and it's going to be like pretty much I think it's going to end up being who has the last possession and who can really buckle down and stop who first.
Respect.
Okay. Let's see.
LSU, coach gonna be like,
hey, coach, oh my god. Even though you can't understand,
Bayou sausage.
Even though you can't understand the word that he be saying, coach, oh is my god. Mom, we make it.
Yeah.
Mom, we make it.
Let's see. Marlena said, mimosas.
No.
Hey, roll through. I'm gonna be there. Latasha Mitchell said, hashtag Saints. If you could just unfollow us real quick, I'd appreciate that. Daniel said he will be up in the Georgia game tomorrow. I'll be there.
Daniel, my God, Bulldogs, let's go.
Hey, I'm with that.
Yeah, Latasha still unfollow. Appreciate that. Darius, I feel like there's extra R's in his name, so I don't know if it's Darius.
I think it might be Darius. It
tastes like Darius. All right, so we're going Darius.
Either way, his credit score is over 700 for having his last name.
I don't like too many Darius, though.
He said hashtag Bear Nation. So whoever that's going for.
I mean, like, I'm gonna try to bail him out of that and keep talking.
You need to let that go.
My original Darius, nigga, we cool.
You need to let that go.
Nah, we cool.
That was years ago.
We cool. You know what I mean?
That was years ago. You need to let that go.
We good.
You're petty.
I'm not mad. No, me and him are cool. But what happened afterwards is why I really take offense. Cause my nigga right here, look right here, bro. You know what I mean? I was like, hey, fam, bro, my shoulder out of place. My shoulder out of place, right? And I was just like, hey, bro, just pour a little syrup on my waffle. And my nigga didn't even put no syrup on my waffle, bro. Let some old random chick take my whole waffle, cut up little itty bitty pieces. Like I was 1 year old, bro. Drink syrup in my hole, bro. I was just like, bro, this not even what I wanted. My arm just dangling.
That's what you was best with these
and old. I gotta eat this waffle that's like in 100,000 pieces.
That's what you was best with these old young
bro,
girls.
Like, I was so mad. I'm looking at this thing. They like, said,
I'm impressed with how many small pieces I can cut this waffle up into.
I'm like, bro, no, don't encourage it. It was your fault. I'm like, bro, just butter my waffle, put syrup on it, bro. I can use the fork.
Nah, bro.
Darius, you know who you are, bro. Salute to you, man. Southside SWAT dogs.
Bro,
Southside days, bro.
Freak that, bro. DHS has been
that was a long time ago, my guy.
Decatur Hit Squad, bro, forever.
You know what I mean? Man.
Just let me have it, like, bro, itty bitty waffle, bro. I was so mad. I was like, I went to the ER the next day. They was like, bro, you know, you have a major damage. I'm like, yeah, I don't care about my shoulder, though, but, like, why does nigga let somebody else cut my waffle in itty bitty pieces? Why he do that, man? We've been like this forever.
My favorite football memory definitely was watching. Wasn't even doing it. It was going back and watching the video of me dancing in front of the camera as you got sacked. That made me so happy.
We was on the same team. Because
I was so irritated. What's your old big Nephilim roommate face head? Tevin? It was Tevin's fault. Because Tevin kept pulling Ryan off the line. And that jump was getting on my nerves because I was running the line at the time. And I was like, Bubba, you want to run the line, and it took my whole O-line. And I went and chill, and I was dancing in front of the camera while your line collapsed. You got all that out.
And these are the people that you really think got your back. You know what I mean?
Got your back. Mike Lavelle, what's going on, sir? He was probably the one that sacked you. I don't remember who it was.
If you want to be mad at anybody, be mad at Dexter McCain for him crack blocking you on a play that went opposite direction that had nothing to do with it.
I think the most mad I was ever on the field at one time, it was when I threw a pick. And I threw a pick, and like at that time, I was like 100 for 100 of like tackling the person that picked me. Like,
Danny?
I hit Danny that time. But for some reason, Jameson and Joe both was like, hey, you know what? Fornicate the play that's on the other side of the field. We gonna block this nigga out of bounds. And when I said like, I came back, dropped back, it was a post to Travis, threw it, overshot it, safety caught it. I'm like, oh, I'm about to track this joker down. No problem. Do-do-do-do-do. I'm like, oh, my glasses fell off. I'm like, okay, well, I'm still about to track this joker down. I'm like, oh, and I'm just sitting to Joe, and I see Joe and Jameson like, you ain't getting this one, bro. I'm like, bro, why you got it out for me? I ain't been nothing but a good teammate from both y'all jokers. Y'all got it out for me, bro. Like, see, you know what I mean? It's people like that, bro. They won't let random people cut your waffles.
Nah, that's my proud moments.
Yeah,
that's my proud moments. Because I don't know about Jameson, but I knew exactly what I was doing. I was like, oh, bet he's 100 for 100. This is gonna eat him up inside for the rest of his life.
Oh, so, man. Oh,
let me get this block real quick.
I came at my glasses were cut. It was a pick six for a touchdown. I was like, bro, y'all just rude. But nothing hurt or cut deeper than me being one armed and then him letting somebody else put syrup on my waffle.
Yeah, it's so fun, bro.
Not the way I like syrup on my waffle.
Was she at least cute?
Probably not. I don't remember who it was, but statistically speaking, if we're talking about the girls that would have cut Brian's waffles, the answer is no.
Bro, like, nah, but like, it was, it was just. Not who I wanted to cut my waffle. I was angry.
Shout out to Dupree, too. If I mention Derives, I got to mention Dupree.
Bro, a little crybaby T.O.
You said it right, nigga. Yeah. T.O., nigga.
I mean,
He did cry.
You know what I mean? We got to get one more. Like, all the wives, if you listen to this, which you probably not, but if you do. All the wives, can we get all the husbands out for one more turkey bowl?
Nah, it ain't.
Nah, that's that.
No, that's that.
The husbands ain't trying to come out for one more turkey
bowl. Yeah,
the last hit squad Southside game, bro, it was a 7-on-7 flag game. Stop playing.
Hey, you know who the only person that got bodies was Cat.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Cat was hitting people so hard. I'm like, hey, you the only person about this life again, man.
Big facts.
Too much fun.
So for those that, yeah, because since we actually own the pod, for those that that are not just the people that we know that are in the live right now, me and Brian and Anthony both were in a couple of different little backyard sandlot football leagues.
Yeah.
Coming up. We've been, I've been playing since I was probably 16
years old, bro. 16, that's like 17 years, bro.
Because what? I didn't meet y'all till I was like.
I gotta be concussed.
Oh, yeah.
Because
who are the. Well, like, just to go back. So we played in Atlanta. It was like his squad, and we went around. We didn't lose for about 5 years. And I know I'd be amissed. If I don't mention Bowen's name and say that he's the one that like put it all together in the beginning. So Bowen had us both had us like, you know, right and tight. Everybody, you know, on the page, Bass, Antonio, Bowen, Tombstone, Larry, Jameson, Joe, you know what I mean? We had everybody, Travis, Dante, Gibbs. I don't know where that nigga been at. Or where he went at, or where he could be at. But we had a bunch of people. We had Joystick, I mean, we had like a good little that squad. Quentin. The
quarterback that I hated.
Yeah. That was Joystick when we were playing. Oh, no, Matt Butel.
It wasn't Joystick.
It was Butel.
Matt Butel.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't think I've ever said that, like, not in a conversation with just me and Brian. So, we have been playing for a couple years at that point. But I, those people on the team that I didn't necessarily know that well. Like, we, you know, I knew them through playing, but I ain't really kicking with them on the sidelines too much. So, I didn't know that Dante stuttered. So, there was a play where Dante got lit up. And he got up and was trying to say he was all right, but was stuttering like a mug. And so, I go to Brian. I was like, bruh. Like, I think Dante having a stroke. He can't get his words out no more. It's like, nah, bro. You know he said it. So I was like, nah, bro. I think he hurt.
We got Danny, Matt Boom, P Hill. Okay, so side note, let me break this down for the person looking from the outside in. So for the folks that don't know Hit Squad, they was a good team, but they argue way too much. So They'll make a play.
No, we didn't.
Yes, y'all did.
First of all,
stop lying. Stop lying.
Who are you? We not you.
I ain't even going to put you out, Brian.
TJ and Alexis, thank y'all for coming back. But y'all left us, so y'all whack for that, but whatever.
They left?
It just said they joined it, so you know.
Wow. That's how y'all doing, bro?
They said the broadcast got interrupted.
Oh, then dang, Joe.
Phone probably died. It's your phone.
Is my phone still on?
I don't know.
Probably not. But anywho.
Anywhoosies.
Y'all would make a big play for about 30 to 40 yards, and then y'all would use the whole 30 seconds in the huddle because y'all arguing on who going to get the ball next in the huddle. Has been many plays I've seen that almost broke out in the fisticuffs. Many plays.
Bro, it happens. I feel like one of our... I forgot, like, Princeton ran back, like, almost a pick six.
I remember that game because I was so angry.
The minute we played.
That was that game he played middle linebacker?
Yeah. You was out of position. I'm like, but I got a pick, though. Like, bro, like, yeah, we've been into it. I mean, that's what it's about. If you are not really trying to compete and get anything, everything out of the people that you're working with, bro, like, why even playing the game? You know what I mean? So, we appreciate everybody that came with us. This is probably a great podcast that we didn't think we were going to have. Man, we enjoy everybody that stayed with us, everybody on the live. My phone died, but, hey, y'all stay with us the whole time. We're going to do a couple more of these live podcasts. Thank you for staying live podcast. Thank you for staying with the gentleman's delegation.
Parallelogram.
I said parallelogram.
Paralegal.
That's going to be the name of this
paralysis. Pegasus.
Pediatricians.
Y'all can get rocks.
Pasteurized.
Pendulum.
So that's what we're doing now.
Adamantium.
Wow. All right, then.
Patella.
We got my brother right here, my twin, a great special guest. Give me your name, bro.
Anthony Moss, man. That's my legal name, but don't use it.
Don't use it. It ain't on Instagram. We've been trying to get him on Instagram.
No, Instagram is the devil.
It is.
Facts. Instagram is the straight devil.
You all you know, like, you at 3 a.m., you realize you following a stripper. You're like, whoa.
I drop y'all a hint. If y'all see somebody that looks like Brian, but you not really sure this Brian, 9 out of 10, it's probably me on Instagram, but that's just a picture. I'm
and then she
Instagram.
Followed you back. You were like, oh.
No, don't. No, stop.
A stripper.
Don't
follows me back.
No. Stop.
Uninstall.
I heard start laughing. right, man. Appreciate it. It's the Gentleman's Delegation. Joe, where can you find us?
Man, you can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on all of your major streaming sites. You can find us on Snapchat. But
yeah, we on Snapchat.
You really be on Snapchat? I don't.
I be in Snapchat DMs. Shout out to whoever I'm going to shout out. Wink.
Hopefully it is not a premium Snapchat.
Shout out to everybody.
Oh, no. They got to pay for that.
Shout out to everybody that's seeing the belly.
There you go.
Yeah, I better roll that snap twice.
Put that away, please.
No, sir.
Yeah, but follow us on any of your streaming sites, man. We appreciate y'all. Let's see. What do we have coming up?
We have the car party that's going to be up before we have this one.
Let's look at the calendar. Bam. Bam. Hold up. Wait a minute. Bap.
Right there.
Bit bop.
The car party.
So, car party will be coming up this Saturday, the 23rd. If you guys want to come out, let us know. It will be kickback fashion. There is no charge. We just want you guys to show up. It will be at Mark 8 Apartment Homes Clubhouse. Nigga, we work there, so don't be ignorant.
Nigga, we work there, so be ignorant.
And please, no habitual reniggers.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell y'all right now. I did that the last time we did a thing. I will not. We will be teaching. Okay, we'll be teaching spades and bid. Preferably so anybody that needs to learn.
If you are a spades player and you want to learn bid,
I will hook on the first person that once we have actually started playing competitive renegs on my table. I will not be doing that again. It was a Boston. We sat down at the table. It was that like fresh deck Boston where it's like you had all the aces and clearly that shuffle did not get shuffled good enough.
That was like the first
hand. It was beautiful. Yeah. It was beautiful. And they reneged and I could have shot up the whole house.
That hurts.
Nigga.
That hurts.
Anger.
That hurts.
And you got to pretend like you're not that competitive, like you're not about to fight everybody at that table.
Be bruh. Like, you know what? Let me use the bathroom.
I was about to move all the furniture up in that mug.
Like, haha, you win some, you lose some. Nah, fam.
Like, I got to buy a whole new deck just for this to happen.
I ain't never going to
this don't just happen with no used deck.
You don't never get hands like this.
That's a fact. That's under 10 shuffles right there. You don't just get that again.
That's like breaking on a new Ferrari, bro.
Then you never know who's going to get the hands. Anyway, but yeah, it's going to be kickback style, y'all, so no charge or anything. Just bring yourself.
Come through, bro.
Are we asking them to bring anything? Are we doing anything? What are we doing?
I mean, I'm going to be 100% honest.
It's kickback vibes.
Bring a few chasers. We have everything else.
Don't be an N-word. Contribute. I'm sorry. Just be real about it.
Okay. I mean, contribute. Like, you know, feel what you. We're going to have stuff covered, but bring what you want to bring. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't worry about the very least, bring yourself. If you want to hit either of us up or on the page to ask us if you could bring something different,
let us know. Definitely.
But if nothing else, bring yourself. We will be playing spades. We will be playing bid. We will be teaching spades. We will be teaching bid.
And there'll be plenty of trash talking all in between.
Yeah, That's a fact.
We got a table for the kiddies for face 10. Uno.
I mean, whatever y'all want to play.
Uno get serious, too.
Rock, paper, scissors, whatever y'all want to play. But I will be off in the corner somewhere handing out L's and Bidwist.
For all the people that don't play cards, come through. We have the football game on, and we will have a pool table on site. You know what I mean? It's going to be good vibe. Just come through.
Just good association.
Yeah.
And L's. Don't forget the L's.
Straight up L's.
Y'all taking all this. Uppercase, lowercase.
Because I'm trying to hurt babies' feelings, future babies. Yeah. Like,
Parallelograms. Extra L's.
You know, oxymorons.
Yeah, you know I mean,
Bermuda
like,
Triangle.
Even if I did say parallelograms, bro, like, yeah, I can get grouped, bro. I mean, you know, parallelograms. Y'all know what it is. Mm-hmm. I gave the definition. It was.
No, your sister gave the definition.
Nah, I said it's two lines that run parallel that never intersect.
By Marlena.
Bruh, we already done. So you know where to find us. You know what we're doing. We're going to post another link for the tickets for the Chat and Chew. It's going to be the Colorism Chat and Chew C-Cube 2020.
Yeah, don't make us T-Pain, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, man.
we don't get enough ticket sales, bro. We just going to show up and do a regular podcast. Be like, what?
T-Pain can't be that broke.
Big facts, like, bro.
Now, he ain't that broke, but like it's a respect thing. You know what I mean? We doing this for the people. Like, when I tell like we going to be cooking, we're going to cook, we're going to have drinks. You know what I mean? We're going to have a whole little shebang about
it. Okay, so yeah. If y'all cooking, I hope y'all don't do it like the Kanye West breakfast did.
Nah, bro. You know, my last chat with you, what we had? We had steak medallions, mashed potato, green bean. Okay. We had the chicken Alfredo. We had Caesar salad. And then we had another side. You know what I mean? You had a little mix up. I think we had mac and cheese. So you had a little mix up, whatever you want to get. We're going to have our gentleman's tea, which is a spin on a tipsy bartender drink that we're not going to say was from tipsy bartender, but from tipsy bartender. You know what I mean? You're going to get a band, two drinks per ticket.
A band?
You know what I mean? A band.
Drinking
Modesty. Like a wristband.
Yeah, wristband.
Not like a live band.
Drinking Modesty.
I was like, we got a live band? That is lit.
Yeah, we ain't that lit. But I'm going to say, if there's an artist that want to have a little free thing to open up the thing, I might ask my boy Chief if he want to do a little, you know, little 10-minute set.
Chief Keith?
Yeah, it's Chief.
Love So. Chief.
It's Chief. My boy is Chief. You know what I mean? So we might ask a little thing, but it's going to be a movie. We're going to have it on YouTube. It's going to be another, it's going to be live for the podcast. We're going to record it for YouTube. It's going to be pretty much like our cornerstone thing about doing these events. So we're going to have it right or just not going to have it at all.
Coolly.
Big facts.
Yes, sir.
I'll be in the crib. If y'all.
Drinking right now. They should have showed up.
Yeah,
I made 5 gallons of this gentleman's tea.
Yeah,
I guess nobody gave me $20 million, but I'm drinking it though.
We'll be at the house drinking 38 bottles of Hennessy. If y'all don't show out.
But appreciate it. It's the gentleman's delegation. We out this thing.
Yes, sir.